I live, I am happy, and dance through life. I live, and I am happy, and I dance through life. It's a wonderful thing to do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California. Here we have the Absolute Philosopher, and we're speaking on I'm happy and dance through life. When we are happy, all of life has a smile about it. When we are happy, we feel good about everything. And then with Julie Andrews, we sing, the hills are alive with the sound of music, that wonderful sound that I've heard before. And that's what we want to sing. Christina Nussbaum wrote her doctoral thesis, and at one point in the thesis, she waxed eloquent, singing, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling, everything's going my way. And, of course, her dissertation was excellent. What could follow wonderful words like that? You see, when you're happy, what's the only thing you know how to do? You only know how to dance through life. You only know how to find the music of life and find the music that makes you feel so good. In a forthcoming lecture title, we have the title about a genius hears a band that nobody else even knows is playing. A genius hears, in other words, music that nobody else is listening to because nobody else is working from that level of awareness and that level of consciousness. Now, you see, when we are happy, we are dancing through life with some wonderful experiences, and who knows that? Who knows that we're dancing through life to these wonderful experiences because we're just doing everything right. Wherever we go, we feel happy. Wherever we go, we meet people who are happy. Wherever we go, we find everything works in divine order. Wherever we go, we find exactly what we want. You go into the store and you say, what did I come here for? I know I came here to the drugstore to get something. And you walk in the door and you say, I know that I know that I know home. I know why I came here. And so then you walk right to what you wanted. What you wanted was some shampoo. And you had forgotten that you wanted shampoo because you hadn't thought about it from the time that you left home. And but you're a happy person. And so, because you're a happy person, you always remember what you want to do. You all know how easy it is to walk down the street and to do all sorts of interesting things. You know how easy that is to get in your car. And habit would take you to the office, or habit would take you to school, or habit would take you someplace. You get in the car, and you start driving to where you were going to, would go on another day, and you say, I'm not going there now. Now, turn around. I'm going somewhere else, you know. I'm going to the park, or I'm going to play golf today, or I'm going to go down to the new Walmart store and see what the new Walmart store is all about, you know. They're supposed to have all better prices than anybody and the same product and you know, not the discards from other stores, but good stuff. And I'm going to go down and see if that's really true. And you see, you hear a lot of hoopty-la, but because you're not thinking about what you're doing, what you do is you go about your habits. And because you're not thinking about what you're doing, you go about what habits you have set in consciousness for yourself. Because you're not thinking about what you're doing, which is what we do most of the time, not think about what we're doing, we fall into the path, the pattern of old habits that are there. And I remember one time I was talking with a friend driving in the car, and all of a sudden I found myself at my high school. At my high school, and I was in my 20s, you know, been a long time since I was at my high school. And I said, what are we doing here? And he said, well, I guess you just wanted to show me your high school. I said, well, that's it. And it's an old habit. It's an old pattern. It goes way back. You know, it went back, you know, 10 years. And a war was in between there and everything else. But you know, there it popped right up. Now, you see, when we are not careful to maintain a happy attitude and to dance to the music of our inner self, we sometimes fall into the traps of the old habits that we had established way back when. Not even new habits, but old habits. They're the worst kind because they're insidious. You don't really know that you're falling into the trap of them. And so we have to be very definite. When we say, we get in the car, I am going to the store. What store? I am going to Walmart. Okay. And then you don't have to think about it again. The car goes to Walmart automatically, you know? And it's true. Okay. Many times the thought will come up, well, that never worked. That never worked. That never worked. And so you say, now it works. Now I'm in charge. Now I'm thinking about it. I don't know how often, and I know that all of you have had these experiences, but how often have you gotten into an automatic car and tried to shift it? Tried to put your foot down the clutch and shift it? And how many times have you gotten in a stick car and you try to drive it like an automatic? And it lugs, you know, in high gear and doesn't want to, hey, shift me down. Put me in lower gear so I can have a little more strength here. But your automatic, of course, does that automatically. But you see, you have to say to yourself when you get in the car, this is a stick shift and I love driving stick shift cars. And then you'll just say, vroom, 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 and you'll just have a good time. And when you get an automatic, you say, this is an automatic car. You don't have to say that too often because most cars are automatic now. Mm-hmm. But you get in there and you say, this is an automatic car. And you get in there and you go. Now, people get into our cars here at the ranch, at the campus here, and they get in the car and they drive it, just all fine and dandy. And they come back, and they have habits. And they're perhaps good habits. And they put the car in park, and then they stomp on the emergency brake, because that's a good habit. And so then we, who are not used to putting the car in the emergency brake, because it's usually level where we're parked, we get in there and put it in gear and try to go. And it just doesn't want to go. Give a little more gas. You know, pulling against the emergency brake. And, of course, weakening the emergency brake. Oh, that's somebody put the emergency brake on. And so we pull it and pop, off she goes. And the car drives like a gem. Okay. If that happens now and then, pretty soon the emergency brake is useless. And then, if they put it on just a little bit, and you don't realize it's on, you just wear it right down, and your emergency brake is not beneficial to you when you really want to use it. When you're on a hill, parking or something like that, you want to have that extra strength of parking there, you know. So habits can be good, and habits can be bad. We have the habit of not putting the emergency brake on, and other people from San Francisco, they have the habit of always putting the emergency brake on because they live on these hills that go up and down rather steeply. And, of course, habits are something that can be very, very difficult. But, you see, the habit, if I may say now, the habits are the dance of life that we rumba to. We dance to the habits of life. Now, if your habit is one of always being happy, that sounds good, doesn't it? If your habit is always feeling that all is in divine order, that sounds good too. If your habit is that this world is wonderful, and everybody in this world is wonderful because I created them, and every creation that I have here is wonderful, super. They say, boy, don't you ever get sick of wonderful? Not at all. I like it very much. But, and I use it often. You say, Herb, you should look up some other synonyms for wonderful. You use it so often. That's okay, as long as you know what I mean. And I do look up a lot of synonyms for wonderful and use them. In fact, as I go through people's work as a proctor and as working on this on their dissertations or theses and book reviews, and I see they're using same word, same word, same word, I'll just press my little key, F7, I think it is, or something, or whatever it is, Shift F7, and up comes the thesaurus, giving me all sorts of synonyms for that particular word. And so then I say, oh, that's nice, that means what they mean, and I pop it in and pop it in. And so they read the thesis when I'm done, and they say, ah, yeah, that wasn't that a wonderful thesis? Just, I read it again, and it is so great, you know, and they don't even realize that this has changed because the meaning is the same. But words, we use different words merely so that you don't use the same word all the time. And that's just a grammatical way of writing that is recommended. But you see, when you are so fantastic and you're always happy and you dance through life, life is an exciting, wonderful, joyous experience. And who would do without it? Who would do without it? And when the dance is over, when you're no longer happy with life, then move on to the next dimension. You could get happy with life again, say you're 20 years old and you're no longer enchanted with life. You don't have to die. You can just get re-enchanted. Mm-hmm. And you can find the joy in life. Now, if you remember the Sound of Music, and remember how this girl was in this, this convent, and as she was in the convent, she always had a love of not being there, because she's a free spirit. And to put a free spirit in a convent is kind of a limiting situation, unless the free spirit is spiritually free. So, the opportunity came for her to leave the convent and take a job. And she did that. And she had a wonderful time. And then the circumstances were that the fellow who she was watching his kids, she fell in love with him. And he fell in love with somebody else, presumably. And so, you see, happiness was over. Life, the dance was over. She was ready to stay at home and not to go chasing around. Not to be so happy with this man. And neither one of them realized what was happening. It was over. She was ready to move on to the next dimension. And for her, that was to be in the convent, because there was no life for her there, as she understood it. So, in in being in the convent, they came and got her and said, hey, we want you. We all want you. We all love you. You are wonderful. Well, what happened to the other lady? Well, she wasn't the right person. And the dance of life began again. Now, even when the dance of life seems to stop, even when circumstances are such that the ball is over, go to another ball. And remember, at this other ball, the people that you really love will be there, and you will enjoy them. The dance is never over until you give up on being happy. So be happy and dance the dance of life, and I will play the music for you.
Wow.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. I love you.